Yeah, thanks, Mark. And we were wondering who was going to make a big move in Trent on special stage 11, if any of the big guns were going to try and do something, as it's turned out to be. Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan, the defending champions in the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, over the 11.7 kilometres of Trenta, setting the fastest time of 6 minutes 14.6 seconds. And that was almost 4 seconds quicker than the rally leaders, Chris Meek and Liam Regan, in the Toyota Yaris Rally 2. That now means the advantage of Meek at the head of the field has come down to 13.9 seconds. It was, of course, 17.4 going into that stage. Conditions, the roads are bone dry. They're going to be on a hard, slick tyre, and it's door handle stuff for the leading competitors coming through Trenta. They're really, really going to be on a serious, serious pace here now this afternoon in what is glorious sunshine for the spectators to watch this highly entertaining event. Meek's time was actually the third fastest, because the second quickest was Josh McAlean and Oren Tracy in the Ford Fiesta. 6 minutes 15.3 was the time there. McAlean was just 0.7 of a second slower than Callum Devine, but he remains 17.7 seconds adrift off the Derry Kerry partnership. Philip Allen and Craig Dew in that Yaris Rally 2, 6 minutes 21.7 off the pace. They remain 29 seconds adrift off McAlean. And with Josh Moffat going faster by around, just under 5 seconds, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, 6 minutes 17.2 in that Toyota Yaris. The difference now between Philip Allen and Moffat is down to 3.7 seconds in the battle for fourth position. Cahan McCourt and Barry McNulty are having an absolute stormer of a run. 6 minutes 20.1. They're in sixth position overall, 21 seconds behind Moffat. And now at the moment, taking on Eddie Doherty. Eddie Doherty, 6 minutes 22.7. The result of those two stage times means Cahan McCourt is up to sixth, as Eddie Doherty drops to seventh, and they're separated by 0.4 of a second in the battle for sixth. Michael Boyle and Declan Boyle remain at the leading all Donegal crew in the Skoda Fabia. They had a time of 6.24.0. That means they're 31 seconds behind Eddie Doherty now. But I go to Marion Evans and Jerry Conway in the Yaris Rally 2. Ninth position overall. Michael and Marion have been trading times today, and they have been down to points of a second. This is down to points of a second as well. Michael, 6 minutes 24.0. Marion, 6 minutes 23.7. What does that do for the difference? 0.3 is now the difference between the Skoda and the Yaris of Boyle and Marion Evans in that battle for eighth. So the battle for sixth is 0.4, and the battle for eighth is down to 0.3. What a battle that is. What a highly entertaining part of the rally that is. It's not about the guys at the front. Obviously, of these guys that are there as well, that are really putting everything out on the stages at the moment. And it's tremendous racing when you're going through 11, almost 12 kilometres, and there's like 0.3 of a second in it. It just shows you the commitment that those guys have there. So that's how the top nine is looking at the moment. These times are just coming to us here. I'm not actually at the end of Trent. I'm further up the road at the end of Garton. We're keeping an eye on things as to what is actually happening. So we do have times and information from Special Stage 11 in Trenta for you. But what we can tell you at the head of the field, Mark, is Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan have just taken their third fastest time. Their third fastest time outright, and it's they had a joint fastest time with Meek as well. So, but anyway, from today's point of view, it's a second for him today, and he's now closed the gap to 13.9. On the leader, Chris Meek, it'll be very, very interesting to see what the battle is going to be like between the top trio as they come into Garton, and they're due to start that very shortly. But there is, of course, more details to come from Stage 11. I'll tell you what I'll do, Mark. I'll just have a quick look to see if things have changed for me. No, all we have is the top nine for you at the moment. So there you are. That's where it's at, Mark. We'll be back, I'm sure, within the next 5 minutes, maybe with more information on Stage 11, and, of course, details as well from what's happening on Stage 12 in Garton, because there's thousands of people in here between these two stages today. It's going to be massive. It's going to be mammoth. Back to you.